This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Well, we're going to walk the talk again tonight. I'm reminded of how God expects us to live on the earth just like Jesus did. Jesus is our example in righteousness. He's our example in doing the will of God on the earth. Some people think that's a far-fetched concept, but you know, the more I look at it, the more I'm convinced that we should live just like He lived. Amen. And not only that, we have the word that says it. Hallelujah. Some people just, they come right up to that barrier that say, hey, do it the way Jesus did it. Act just like Jesus. Do just what Jesus did. And they get to that place and they shake. And they say, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. But you know, one time you need to just go ahead and do it. Go ahead and break through. Go ahead and do what you see Him doing. Amen. Let's go back to what we've learned about who we are and who Jesus is to us, amen? We know He's the Son of God. We know He's Alpha and Omega. We know He's the beginning and the end. We know He's our light and our salvation. He's the great shepherd. He's the door. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the resurrection, amen? He's our righteousness, our peace. He's our banner. He's our shield. He's everything we need, amen? Jesus is everything we need, amen? He is our life. The Bible says He is our peace. Hallelujah. The Bible says that our life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. Amen. So we are in Him and He is in us. And because we are in Him, the Bible says about us, says that we are new creatures in Christ. Say it. Say, I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. The Bible says we've been reconciled to God. Say this. I am reconciled to God. Say this. I am an ambassador for Christ. That means you are His representative in the earth. God is so awesome and so fearless that He would declare that over the person that just became a newborn babe in Christ. That's how fearless God is about it. That's how confident God is in the redemption that He provided. That you could take somebody that just got born again 2 minutes ago and already they're an ambassador. Hallelujah. They have that status in the spirit. That's why you can take a baby Christian, get saved, and then go right out there and lead somebody to Christ with no Bible training, no Bible school, not even really knowing a lot of scripture, but just knowing what happened to them when Jesus came into their life. Let me tell you what Jesus did for me. Representing Him. Hallelujah. The Bible says we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Say it, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That means that you have fellowship with the Almighty God. Hallelujah. That means you have right standing with God. That means God's not angry at you. That means that God is not condemning you. You have right standing with Him because of the blood, not because of what you did. You can't stand before God and say, Lord, I did. I kept. No, all you do is stand there and say, I received. I received Jesus. I received salvation. I gave. I did this. Lord, I kept. You just say, Lord, you kept me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give him all the glory. Amen. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. That means that God no longer looks at us as sinners. He looks at us through the blood of Jesus that has cleansed us from all our sin. See, that's one of those barriers that you had to break. You had to break over into that realm where you no longer see yourself the way Tom, Dick, and Harry see you. You had to see yourself the way he sees you. You had to get over into that realm where you're letting the Word of God be a reflection, or where you can see the reflection of who you are in the mirror of God's Word. Because you look different in the Word than you do out of it. Boy, I look a whole lot different when I'm looking in the mirror of God's Word. God has shown me reflections of His glory. I'll see me in Him. You get out of that Word, then all you can see is you in you. And then you'll go to God, God, I'm just so sorry, Lord, I'm just so poor, I'm so, Lord, I can't do nothing, Lord, I'm just so weak, Lord, have mercy on me, I can't do nothing, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I just barely come to the throne, Lord. Humble knee bowed down. Ain't nothing wrong with humbling yourself, but he said come boldly. Now, if he tell you to come boldly and you come cowardly, then you just disobeyed. You trying to come your way. Well, I know he say come boldly, but I don't feel like I can go boldly. I think I'll go like this. You ain't supposed to make the rules up. You don't make the rules how you supposed to approach him. He tell you how to approach him. He that coming to God must believe that he is a what? A rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. That's how you supposed to come to him. That's faith's approach to God. Hallelujah. You don't make up the rules how you're going to approach. He gave us the rules. Come boldly to the throne of grace. If you don't come boldly, he ain't satisfied with how you're coming. Hallelujah. You are a child of God. That speaks volumes right there. But see, we don't meditate on things like that. But if you would ever get a revelation that you are one of God's children, that's a powerful revelation. You know, everybody can't say they're God's child. Everybody can't say they've been refathered by God. Amen? And when you say that, I'm going to tell you, that sets you at opposition with the world. Don't you back down from who you are. If the Word said it, step into it bold. I mean, you might have to do a little jump rope on it, you know, and say, let me jump in here. Oh, I can do this. Get comfortable in that thing. You know, you get comfortable and you start doing all kind of tricks. See, you need to get comfortable with who you are in Christ. I done got skillful in who I am in Him. See, I had to speak to y'all in parables sometime. I had to show you things. So you'll get it. Y'all make me look like a fool sometime, but I'm a fool for Christ. You are a child of God. Don't back down. Don't be scared to say God's your father. Don't be scared to say, hey, God's my father. Don't be scared of that. Step into who you are. Walk in it. Don't just talk about it, but then start living like it. Some people lose confidence because they'll say one thing, but they don't follow through with action. And because their actions don't line up with what they're saying, they really can't step over all the way into what God wants them to be. If you're going to talk the talk, then walk it. Get on in there and start doing it, amen? You get somebody at your job that's sick, you're a child of God, you can pray for them. Ask them for permission. Then believe God to reveal himself to them. I had a Muslim guy that I was working with, me and him became good friends. He come by our house, he said, cooking red beans for him. So I talked to him about Jesus. You know, he said, well, you know, I'm Muslim. I said, I don't care what you are. I befriended him. One day we was getting ready to go home, and he walked out, and he said, Greg. I said, Greg, I have a bad headache, severe. I said, can I pray for you? He said, yeah. He said, I need to pray for me. I said, now, wait a minute. Let me tell you something now. When I pray for you, I'm going to pray in Jesus' name. He said, my head is hurting. I don't care whose name you're praying. See, when people are hurting, look, they just want relief. You can pray in anybody, as long as I get some relief. But we know that only relief, the only real relief come in Jesus. He said, yeah, come on, pray. I prayed for him. Lay my hands on his head. We stand up by the car. I rebuke. I said, devil, take your hands off this man. I command this headache to go back where it came from. Stop paining him. In the name of Jesus. I made sure I put that in there good. Then he looked at me after I think. He said, hey, it's gone. I said, man, give glory to Jesus. Give glory to Jesus. Jesus did it. He's alive. And I tell him, I say, Jesus is alive. And then he just look at me funny. But I realized something. Every time something was going on in his life, guess what? He come to me. Closed the office. Greg, can you pray for me? I said, you know what name I'm going to pray in? I don't care. Come on, pray. Man, you want some relief. I wasn't scared. I wasn't who I was, you know, in a closet. Man, I believe in Jesus. I believe in the power of that name. Amen. I witnessed to a man one time. I was getting a quote from to build a house with me in CC. He's a guy from down there around Marksville somewhere. Man, through a cotton port, somewhere in that area down there. And so I had been witnessing to him, talking to him, you know, on the job. Now, I wasn't like in your face, like. But, you know, as God would open a door, I would throw some nuggets in there. And then one day, I was at a house that he had just finished building. He wanted me to come by and see that house. So we went out to his car, and we were standing on the side of the road talking. I said, I'm a Christian. You know, I said, I'm born again. Well, he tried to get funny with me. Tried to make fun of me. He said, hey, you say you're born again, huh? I said, yeah. He said, if you're born again, what was you before? I honestly didn't understand. I didn't know what he was talking about. I said, what? What you asking me? He said, you say you're born again, right? I said, yeah. He said, if you're born again, what was you before? I still didn't get it. I just was dense. You know, I didn't know what he was talking about. I really didn't understand the question. And I think maybe God blocked my understanding so that he could really get down with this question, because I was kind of aggravating him a little bit. And I said, no, ask me again. I said, I don't understand the question. He said, you say you born again, right? I said, yeah. He said, if you born again, what was you before? Then I got it the third time. I say, oh, I say, I was a child of the devil. He said, oh. Went back into the car. He understood that. I said, I was a child of the devil. I said, now I'm a child of God. He got that the first time. I ain't had to do it three times with him. Hallelujah. But you're a joint heir of Jesus and an heir of God. Isn't that right? Meditate on that. Get that down in your spirit. It don't do no good having it on top of your head. I mean, meditate on it. Say, Father, show me. Show me what this heirship is about. Give me a revelation of who I am in Christ. Show me what it means to be one of your heirs. Show me the benefit and the blessing. I know that's got some blessing in it. I know that's got some benefit in it that I ain't tapped into yet. Show me the truth about this statement here. I know it's the truth. I'm declaring it's the truth. But Lord, let it manifest in my life that I'm one of your heirs. Show me how to walk full force in this thing. Now, see, you can't walk full force in if you won't play Christian. See, if you just want to go to church, I got these checking boxes off. Went to church. Gave a tie. Bought somebody a cold drink. You know, you're getting your list ready for God. You know, your knees them saying, look, Lord, I went to church last week. Person was thirsty, I bought him a cold drink. Lord, I tithe once in the month. Them other three forgive me. Then you ain't gonna get nothing like that, just playing. I read my Bible last month. Take that box off. Oh, I ain't read in a month. Let me read one chapter. So the Lord asked me about it, I can tell him I read a chapter. See, you playing. You ain't gonna get nothing playing. You gotta get immersed in this life. You just gotta stand at the edge of the pool and take a dive. See, some of y'all in the spirit, you got water around your ankles. And as far as you won't go. You go out in the water, I'm ankle deep. Oh, I'm in the water. You can't do nothing in ankle deep water. You can't fish in ankle deep water. You can't swim in ankle deep water. You can't do nothing but walk in ankle deep water. That's all you do. Right? You can't take a bath in ankle deep water. Some of y'all knee deep. You done went into the spirit, you got a little water around your ankle, up down your knees. Boy, you think you bad. Yeah. I know I'm saved. I speak in tongues once a week. I do it once a week. I got no water. And then some people done went a little deep. They in the waist. They done got lifted up in pride. Oh, yeah. Baby, I pray 3 hours a day. When the water around your waist, you still in charge. Right? So you still in control. So I like them pools ain't got but about 5 feet of water in them. Why? I like to be in control. You get in one at 12 feet, so you done lost control if you can't swim. You can't swim, you done lost control, you're getting 12 feet. Man, I messed up, I jumped off in 12 feet one day. Thought I could swim. About to drown right there. And I done went down a couple of times, and then I say, wait a minute. They say, don't panic if you're drowning. I'm thinking it's under the water. Don't panic. You know how to swim under the water. Hold your breath. And just reach your hand out and swim. Just stick your hand out like that. And when I did like that, I grabbed the side rail. Go to side with it, where the steps at? I'm finna drown right on side the pool. Holy Ghost right there. Say, just reach your hand out there. Bam, there with the sound. There it is right there. I said, oh, Jesus, thank you. Get out of this water here. And them guys just standing there say, man, we was wondering what you doing down there right by the side of the pool. We was watching you right there, what you doing down there. I finna drown right there, right beside the steps. You an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Find out what that means. Say, God, show me, reveal to me the awesome truths that's behind that statement. Because I want to walk just like you walk. I want to be just like Jesus. Hallelujah. And you'll see how Jesus walked. Amen. Then you're a chosen generation, royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. I'm going to tell you, you can't lose in life. Then Paul said, look, in all the opposition of life, in all the trouble, I mean, he in Romans 8, he talked about all the trouble you could go through. And he said, look, in all these things, you are more than conquerors through him who loved you. See, everything connected to Jesus. Through him, I'm more than a conqueror. Without him, I can do nothing. See, without him, I ain't nothing without him. Amen. There's no good thing that dwell in my flesh. Anything that's good about me is because of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the only good part of Greg Tad is Jesus. Any good you see in me is because of his life in me. Hallelujah. All right, let's look at our script. 1 John 2:4. He that saith, I know him, and keeping not his commandments is a liar. And the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, there's obedience right there. In him truly is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. This is how we know we're in him. Hallelujah. I think I explained that really well last week. So you hadn't been getting these tapes, you ought to be getting these tapes. Because let me tell you, there's something about the message that God has given to us in this series of messages here that really, to me, They are some of the most powerful messages and truths that I really believe the body of Christ needs. Because there's just not enough believers that are walking like he walked. And it's available to us. And it is the desire and the will of God for us to walk that way. Amen? I think I could just meditate on this. And every time I see Jesus doing something, I say, okay, if Jesus did that, I can do that. Whatever Jesus said I can do, I can do. Amen? John Osteen built a church on the premise, I am who he says I am. I can do what he says I can do. I can have what he says I can have. I mean, every Sunday they get up and declare that. Been declaring that for over 50 years. And they got one of the largest churches in America. How'd that happen? They have tapped into who they are in Christ. I can do what he says I can do. I can have what he says I can have. Amen. I am who he says I am. That's why I've been going over that every week, because until you realize who you are and what's been made available to you, then you won't even dare step into some of these arenas. You'll get right up there to that arena. The Holy Ghost will push you right up there, get you right there, and you'll be scared to step over into it. Because you don't know who you are, because you still have that sin consciousness that, oh no, that's Jesus doing that, you know, that ain't for me, you know, that's the Lord doing that. I don't want to be trying to do like the Lord do, you know, I don't want the Lord to think I'm trying to take his place. I'm talking about that's how people get in. Oh no, I ain't gonna do that. People gonna think I'm trying to be Jesus if I do that. See, they don't know who they are. They're still seeing themselves the way the world sees them and the way the devil has trained them to look at themselves. But you have to renew your mind to who you are in Christ so that when you are faced with an opportunity, you step up to the plate knowing that you got all of heaven behind you, knowing that who you are in Christ Jesus. Hey, I'm a child of God. I'm one of God's heirs. Hallelujah. I'm an ambassador for him. I represent him. Lord, what do you want me to do? Now, the key is that I need to be listening to him so I can hear the instruction that he's giving me, because if he gives me the instruction to do something, let me tell you, I guarantee it'll be fruitful. You can't be afraid to miss it. I might miss it trying to do something, you know, that I think the Lord's telling me to do. If I'm going to err, I'm going to err on the side of doing and not on the side of not doing. If I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail doing. I'm not going to fail sitting. Doing nothing. I can't remember who said it, but somebody said this one time. I would rather attempt something great and fail than to attempt nothing and succeed. We have tremendous vision here. Hey, I'll go to my grave. We'll be going after it till Jesus come back. Hallelujah. We may fail a few times, but I tell you what, we're going to succeed in the end. Because we know who's backing us. Things might not always work out like we want them to work, but that ain't no reason to quit. All right, listen to this. Verse 6. He that saith, there it is again, he abides in him, ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. So if we're going to say that I'm in Christ and Christ is in me, that I abide in him and he abides in me, then I need to walk just like he walked. Amen? And you do that by the Word. Find out what the Word says, and you start putting that into practice, what you see in the Word. Amen? The last one, verse 9. He that said he is in the light and hates his brother is he that said he is in the light. John said, yes. You can say you're in the light all you want. You can say you have fellowship with him all you want. You can say you're walking with him all you want. You can say you know him all you want, but there better be some evidence. We should say those things, but then we got to back it up with a commitment and a dedication to be obedient to the voice of God and the Word of God and to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. Amen? We should never be satisfied with waist-deep water, because as long as we're in waist-deep, we're still kind of controlling where we go. Amen? We want to get out in the Holy Ghost where the Holy Ghost can blow the wind any way he wants us to go. We are led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We get out in the waters where the water was over our head. Amen. Waters to swim in. Amen. You want to get out there. You just want to get out there in the Holy Ghost not being stupid and crazy, and I'm not talking about being fanatical in things. I'm talking about having the wisdom of God on the inside of you, where you know what you're doing and you're being led by the Spirit of God, and you got Scripture backing you up. The Scripture says if we say we abide in it, then we ought to walk like he walked. Now, how did he walk? Well, let's look at a couple of them tonight. How did Jesus walk? He walked in victory. Tonight been a victory. Tonight been a victory service. From the time we start off on the singing, I mean from the time y'all start gathering around here, it's been victory in this place tonight. I'm going to tell you, there's a powerful anointing in this place. It's breaking down yokes and strongholds. I mean, it's destroying things of the devil. How many of y'all been encouraged already? You see, how many of you got your mind renewed in some aspect? You say, you know what? I can do better than what I'm doing. You know, that yoke came off of you. When the Bible says that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing, you know what that literally means? The word anointing there means fat. In other words, a yoke was meant to go around the neck of an animal. Right? And so what the anointing does, it causes you to enlarge. The devil trying to put that yoke on it, but see, you done grew. You done expanded. He still got that same old yoke. The yoke don't grow. The anointing grows. The anointing increases. When the anointing increases in your life, that old yoke got to come off. You start growing, that yoke pop off of you. Then the devil bring that yoke back. He's trying to fit it on you, and it don't fit no more. He said they're too big for the yoke. That's how people, when they get set free, that yoke is destroyed because of the anointing, because of the fatness that God bring in your life. Talking about the power of God. Begin to break and stretch that yoke and make that thing useless. So when God make you fat with that anointing, cause you to grow and increase, that anointing increase, let me tell you, there's some old bondages and some old habits and some things that just don't fit you no more. Hallelujah. You know, some of y'all was bound by all kind of stuff, but now you ain't bound by that no more. And somebody off here just say, no, I don't do that no more. Why? That yoke come off of you. You're not under that yoke anymore. Say, no, baby, I don't do that no more. I found something better than that. Why? The devil can try to bring some around, try to put that yoke on you and say, no, it ain't going to fit. I ain't going there. I don't do that no more. I'm sorry. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus walked in complete, total victory in everything. Now, the word victory means the overcoming of an enemy or an antagonist. Sound like the devil, don't it? It means achievement of mastery or success in a struggle or endeavor against odds or difficulties. It means to utterly vanquish. That means to overcome, to subdue completely, to gain the mastery over. You see, God's will is that you will gain the mastery over Satan. He wants you to overcome him every time he come around you. Now, how do I know that's true? Because that's what Jesus did. See, the devil never could overcome Jesus. He never was smart enough to outwit Jesus. He never was crafty enough that he could trick Jesus and get Jesus to fall for one of his schemes. How many times did Jesus fail in combating the devil? None. He never failed. So how many times did you fail?
Zero.
Amen. Y'all remember the story I told y'all about Gabriel when he was a little boy? About overwhelming victory? All right, this is what, let me tell you the story. What happened was my little boy was playing a PlayStation game. I went back there to check on him, playing football on the game. I went in and I just peeped in the door to see what Gabriel doing. I said, Gabriel, what you doing? He said, I'm playing a game. I said, what's the score? 300 something to nothing. I said, what? 300 something to nothing? He said, yeah. I say, Gabriel, how is that any fun? I said, don't you want the game to be a little close, like a challenge? I said, you know, it seemed like the game would be more exciting if, you know, you was barely getting it. You know, you're going back and forth, but you winning. Seemed like the excitement would be there. He said, no, Dad. He said, the object is to keep the opponent at zero. He didn't care what his score was. The whole object of the game for him, don't let him score. And when he told me that the object was to keep his opponent at zero, that's what a challenge was. It was not in how many points he scored, but to keep the zero on the other side was the whole reason he was playing. And when I heard that, I said, boy, that's an overwhelming victory. Then the Lord spoke to me and said, that's what I want y'all to have. That's exactly what I want you to have. I want you to have an overwhelming victory. I don't want the devil taking you in a triple overtime.
Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the